While the violence in central Iraq has hampered reconstruction efforts, the U.S.-led occupation has had more success in the Kurdish north and in the south, dominated by Shiite Muslims. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to the crossroads town of Al-Kut, southeast of Baghdad, and filed this report.
More than 100 Iraqi men, wielding jackhammers, picks, and shovels, are tearing apart the streets in a neighborhood called Dahuk. The people here love it. These children, just out of school, are cheering because this construction crew will soon be laying more than 40,000 yards of pipes as part of an $850,000 U.S. government-funded project to renovate the city's long-neglected water system.
You want to drink this water? You must very sick, because very dirty.
Resident Ali Tarish says for years his family's drinking water has been polluted by raw sewage. As evidence, he shows a visitor the muddy water that pours from his tap. Tarish calls the water purification project a dream come true. And for now, Washington seems to have won the battle for this Iraqi's heart and mind.
I want the army or a soldier, American, to stay in Iraq.
Across town, a farmer named Jasif Abu Saif is less generous. He says he wants the U.S. aid, but not the foreign soldiers.
Of course no one likes to be occupied, but I'm a farmer. And before the war, I had almost no electricity or water. Now we have electricity most of the time, and I can water my fields any day of the week. Plus, they're building a new road to my village. We never thought that one day we would get this kind of development.
Aid workers say Al-Kut is one of the most stable communities in Iraq. The small city's largely Shiite Muslim population was long oppressed by Saddam Hussein. In the months since his overthrow, the people have been the grateful recipients of some $7 million in U.S. government aid, which has been distributed through development projects organized by Mercy Corps. Mercy Corps is one of the few international aid organizations still working in Iraq. Most aid workers left the country after the bombings of the Baghdad headquarters of the United Nations and the Red Cross in August and October. Despite the ongoing threat of attacks, Mercy Corps' David Holdridge says his staff travels around Al-Kut in clearly marked vehicles because they believe they have the support of the local population.
The great majority of the people in this governorate appreciate us being here. You go to the mosques on Friday for Friday prayers. They say nice things about Mercy Corps. Could somebody come down from Baghdad into this community and try to hurt us? Yes, they could. Is it a high likelihood right now as we speak? No, it's not.
To date, there have been few reported attacks against the Ukrainian troops that took over security in Al-Kut from American forces several months ago. Holdridge says part of this goodwill is due to the local population's lingering hostility toward Saddam Hussein and to the success of the development programs in Al-Kut. Still, he warns that this popular support will not last forever.
It will not last, and we know it. No country wants to see foreign uniforms on its street corner for a long period of time. And unless you address the 80% unemployment, you come back here in 6 months, and I think you'll find that our security situation, unfortunately, is not the way it is today. That has to be addressed quickly.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.